those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Problems, problems, problems all day long. Will my problems work out right or wrong? My baby don't like anything I do. My teacher seems to feel the same way too.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at kfarradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Pruse. If you want to call in today, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. Supposed to have a guest today, but a no-show. And that happens in this line of work. You get a person lined up a couple weeks in advance, and you start texting him in the morning and you don't hear anything, and you wait for him to come in or call in and there is nothing. So, hey, we're having an open line Friday, a few things to discuss, have a discussion here. Again, anything you want to talk about, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. And guess what? We woke up this morning with 2 inches of snow. Now it's raining, now it's starting to melt off. But at 7:30 this morning, I was calling our public works director, see what the snow plowing plan was, and they're out putting sand in corners and stuff like that. They're not going to be plowing, but we are putting sand out already. And that way, when you hit a corner or an intersection, you're not running through it. You got some traction. It's that time now to start getting your winter tires on. If you haven't done it, you better start looking at it and just go down, and wherever you're going to have it done, you're going to leave your vehicle for the day. Get in line when they open up the door at whatever time they do it at, but it's that time. And again, City of Fairbanks, we're going to be on it, after it, and getting it done like we did last year. It's interesting, as there's no, you know, historically, just about a few days before Halloween, that's when winter hits and the snow starts. So, checking out the weather, we're going to get about an hour of snow tomorrow or Sunday. And then we got about 7 or 8 days of clear weather, no snow. So, we'll see what happens here. But, snow is our enemy. Anyway, yesterday you got your PFD. Was it enough? Was it too much? You know, my philosophy is, when you get that PFD, you're happy. You always want it to be a little bit more. Can the state afford more? Should the state give anything out at all? And let me know what you think. Now, there's something I always do. When I get that PFD, I go out and buy something for myself. I buy myself a present. And what did you buy for yourself? Yesterday, it's my present's always between, you know, $30 and $75, $80. Nothing big, nothing expensive, nothing exorbitant. It goes into the account to pay the bills. But yesterday I bought myself something personal, and I'm going to take a phone call, then I'll go back to it. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Morning, it's Al.
Al, what did you buy for your PFD check yesterday?
I'm in the process of filling my oil tank for the winter.
You know, there's a lot of people who had oil delivered yesterday, I'm finding out.
Oh, yeah. Well, I haul my own.
So do I.
But I was thinking, since of all the information, I guess I heard, or legislatures talking on the record and in committee hearings and on the news, I think they ought to create a class so us SERPs of Alaska could take this class and learn how to spend our money responsibly and then give us more money. Because the reason they don't want to give us poor peasants of Alaska any kind of increase in our PFD, which we're supposed to have, is we don't know how to spend our money like they do.
Where do you hear this at?
Constantly hear that.
Okay. Basically, since we're uninformed and unintelligent people, we should get a less PFD because we don't know how to spend it.
Machines and ski-doos, and we go to take vacations and go to Hawaii. They don't think that's responsible spending.
You know, responsible spending is however the recipient deems it's warranted.
Well, I'm just saying what I've heard legislators talk about.
Which legislators, or do you remember, or just all in general?
Well, some of them in the Senate, and, you know, you hate naming names because then they'll just come after you. But
okay, yeah, especially you people who sit on the boards and commissions, you know, appointments.
No, there'll be other people that have heard it, and it's been in the news, and you know, a couple of the online news people agencies.
So, do you think that taking your money and putting it in your fuel tank, do you think that is a responsible expenditure?
Yeah, I'm responsible. I've been doing it for over 35 years. I've never bought anything with my dividend fund except fuel.
Good for you. Good for you.
And that's all I ever did. The price of fuel is more in Alaska than it is in the States. And if you work it all out, generally the overcharge that I pay on the stateside average is my
I don't get fuel deliveries except for myself. You know, I'm saving that 75 cents a gallon from the transportation fee and the street tax or whatever you want to call it on. So I applaud you for that. And you know, it doesn't make it more affordable, but it does take a little bit of the bite out of it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind. I got a tank in the back of my truck. I just do it once a day, every day.
How big's your tank?
Just 80 gallons.
Yeah. A friend of mine, he's got a 125-gallon tank, and, you know, we'll go down probably next week and put, you know, 200 gallons in. And I usually have about, right now, I probably got 80 to 100 gallons in my tank right now. And
yeah,
that's how I do it. And then that'll get me through December into the new year. And I average about 100 gallons of fuel, you know, November, December, January, February, March. And I use about 750 gallons a year. So I know what my consumption is. I, you know, home delivery, and that's how I like to do it.
Yeah, mine's roughly 1,000 gallons a year.
So what did your wife buy with her dividend check?
She didn't. She's thinking about buying an airplane ticket and going back to Minnesota.
Oh, okay. For a vacation, or?
Yeah, go visit.
or permanent.
Unwise use of money.
Well, guess what? It's her use of money. However, she wants to spend it wisely.
I know. The irony of some of these people when they say stuff like that.
I haven't heard it, and I would chastise anyone who says anything about that. You know, you have people who chastise us about getting it, people who chastise us about not getting it enough.
Right.
You know, when it gets into your account, it's yours, period. Simple as that.
Well, so, you can thank your Governor Walker for this whole mess anyway.
Our governor? But what the heck, you know.
Yeah.
So what's your philosophy on what the amount should be?
I thought the formula to work good all the way up until Walker got a hold of it. And
he pierced the veil.
Yeah, he did it. And I think the challenge by Wielichowski was not as well as prepared as they could have been. And my conspiracy theory on that is just to have the Supreme Court shoot down his lawsuit, and that would be done, and then it would be in the legislature's hands.
Ooh, wow, that's a neat conspiracy. I never thought of that.
Oh no, that case was not very well presented or argued.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
That's my opinion. I'm sticking to it.
I like that story. You take care, buddy. I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
My name is John.
Hello, John. How are you doing today?
I'm good. So I see there's kind of a solution to the PM2.5 and some of the smoke problem we have, and that's battery-powered chainsaws. You get about 18 cuts on a 20-inch log, and then you're out of juice.
Yeah.
So
better have your backup batteries ready.
yeah, you better have like 100 batteries. And, you know, I think a few more years there probably won't even be any gas-powered chainsaws. Things are changing, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And, but that's one of the solutions to the wood smoke problem is those stupid battery-powered chainsaws.
Yeah, boy. The EPA solution is a higher level of fuel that costs more, that will only make people go out and cut down more trees and burn more wood and cause more PM2.5. That's my theory anyway.
I think so. I might want to buy a new chainsaw with that CFE. And my family and I have always used it for school, heating, and then winter clothes for our kids. And my wife and I have been here for 42 years. And we love Fairbanks. We love all the people here.
Good to hear. I'm the same way. You know, I buy myself something, you know, $30 to $90, and then the rest of it just goes in the kitty of all my bills, you know, pay the electricity, buy fuel, water, sewer, those things that come up. And, you know, I don't take a trip with it. I use it to, you know, I don't use it to buy down debt. I use it for that personal costs that you have. And nothing extravagant. You know, yesterday paid utilities, but I bought a little gift for myself, and I always buy something cooking. I bought new coffee cups and bowls, you know, for my kitchen, something to cooking item. And that's what I bought. My big expense with that, the rest of it, you know, in my bank account, utilities, usually stuff like that.
Same here.
Now the big conspiracy is so many people told me that they had fuel delivered yesterday.
Oh, I know. I went to haul some fuel 2 days ago, and there was a lot of people in line.
Yeah.
And so it's a dollar cheaper if you go get your own.
Exactly. And hey, over the course, you know, I live about three blocks from the bulk plant, and over the course of a year, with my deliveries, myself and a buddy of mine, I spent about 4 hours doing it, and I saved $700 to $750. And I get to spend time with my friend. We catch up. I've known him since I was 8 years old. We get this done, and you just feel better about the time you spent with your friend and the savings in your pocket.
And they got a nice facility there to get fuel.
They really do. They really do. You know, it takes a crushed roof to get an upgrade.
Yeah, I like that place.
So do I. You have a great day. I really appreciate the phone call.
See you later.
Bye. In Fairbanks, we're going to take a quick commercial break here. You're listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 458-TALK, 458-8255. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
The Find Out Free Pregnancy Center provides free, confidential pregnancy tests to any woman in need, but they offer so much more to women, men, and families. By participating in one-on-one parenting classes selected by you, you can take advantage of Earn While You Learn, earning valuable credit to spend on children's items and clothing in Maria's Boutique. The Find Out Free Pregnancy Center, call 907-455-8255 or visit online findoutfree.com, findoutfree.com.
Procrastination. Some of us have made an art form out of it. This sounds familiar. Chances are your car's not fully winterized yet, is it? So get on it with help from Pearson Auto. Clean, professional, efficient, and they back it up with the best warranty in the state. And they even do oil changes for under $40. Plus, they have a fleet of loaner cars in case a job does take a little longer. That's Pearson Auto, with two beautiful shops in North Pole off the Ridge and one in West Fairbanks right across from Pike's Landing. Get ready for the winter months with Pearson Auto. Check them out on Facebook.
Receive rebate savings up to $100 when you buy four new Bridgestone BlizzX snow tires now at GCR. Get a grip on winter. It's not too early to slip on your BlizzX snow tires today. Submit the online form to receive your prepaid Visa card of up to $100. There's a BlizzX snow tire for practically everything you drive. Don't wait. The Bridgestone BlizzX rewards offer ends December 4th. GCR Tires and Service, the Tire Guys, Taming the Alaskan Road, Van Horn at Cushman.
KFAR Weather.
Chance for mixed precipitation today, otherwise overcast skies. Highs around 37, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Chance for snow. Lows dip down to about 26. Chance for snow again tomorrow. Highs around 35. Cloudy skies expected. A dusting of snow today. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Pruse in the studio here with you. If you got anything to talk about, PFD, elections, food, snow, weather, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. Now, I must apologize. I do have a slight nasal code. No, I don't have COVID. No, I'm not coughing, hacking. Nothing's coming up from my lungs or anything like that. But if you hear me go off the air this for a moment, I'm going to sneeze. And if you hear the nasally, it's just had it for about 2-3 days now. Doesn't really inhibit me, but except for in a few moments when I might go off the air because I might have to sneeze. But that's about it. So what the heck? Anyway, what did you buy for yourself for the dividend? How many houses had people seeing the field delivery truck? We're going to take a phone call here. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Randy.
Randy. So I know you send yours back.
Yeah, I do ever since 2015.
Okay.
But what I was going to say is your first caller kind of didn't seem to like Bill Walker, Governor Bill Walker, for vetoing half of the PFD back in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to say that I have never voted for Bill Walker, didn't like a lot of his liberal policies. But the one thing that I always will admire Bill Walker for is for vetoing half of the PFD in 2016. I view that as a heroic act on his part, because he knew very well that he was sacrificing his political career, or putting it at great risk, that he would get lots of hatred for that. But the reason he did it was for a noble cause, because back in 2014 and 2015, there was a severe crash in the price of oil, creating a $4 billion per year budget deficit for the Alaska state government. And he had to do something, and what that thing was, we had to use some of the earnings of the permanent fund to fund state government, which was the original purpose of the PF of the permanent fund when it was created in 1976.
You're correct.
And the PFD, as some people know, did not come about until 4 years later when there was a big surplus of money and they could afford to do something like that. But the original purpose was to fund government. But the problem in 2016.
Randy, you got to hurry up. I've got other people dropping off because you're taking up a lot of time. So I'm going to give you about 30 seconds, okay?
Okay.
Wrap up.
Okay. The problem was that the legislators at the time were scared to death, shaking in their boots to cut even one penny off the PFD. And so Bill Walker did it for them to pave the way for the POMV law, which was finally passed in 2018 and saved the state of Alaska from catastrophic dropping off the budgetary cliff.
Okay, thank you, sir. I got two other phone calls. I appreciate it.
Oh.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Hi, good morning. My name's Mike.
Hello, Mike.
So, correct me if I'm wrong, if you can remember, but the money that Bill Walker vetoed went back into the fund. It was not available to use that, at least that year, for the government to spend.
I do not remember that, to tell you the truth. I do not remember that.
Okay, well, that's my take on it, that he didn't put more money into the state's coffers. He just took money.
So what did you buy for yourself, or did you?
When?
When you got your money yesterday. Did you buy fuel? Did you sit there? Did you get the dividend?
I didn't get that money yesterday, Dave. I got it on Tuesday.
Okay, sorry.
Well, I don't know.
You're right. We did. What did you purchase anything for yourself?
No, it went into a bank account. I'm going to do whatever I want to do at this point in my life, whether I get $1,300 or not.
Yeah.
That just adds to the kitty and makes what I have go a little farther.
That's me too, Mike. That's me too. Hey, I got to take another phone call. Thank you for the phone call, sir. You have a great day. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
This is Jimmy Cash. How you doing?
Jimmy Cash, how you doing, sir?
I am well. I could be better. You know, we had a selection this Tuesday that didn't go the way a lot of us wanted it to, but that's not why I'm calling. I'm actually calling to bring to the awareness of the public something that the Assembly is going to be voting on this next Thursday.
Okay.
We have an ordinance coming up that would move the municipal election, the borough municipal election, to November to coincide with the state and federal election. So I am highly in favor of that. We had some liberals at the city council level. You may remember this. I think you might have still been on the city council, who had said on the record that the voters that turned out in October, they like those voters. I want to make something very clear. Moving it to November will do nothing more than allow more and more voters to come out. So here's the numbers. We had the numbers presented yesterday. Over the last 10 years, the average of the average voter turnout in the borough in October was 19-something%. And the average voter turnout in November was 41%. So we're looking at 22% more voter
turnout. You're looking at doubling it is what you're doing.
Literally doubling the number of people who will participate in the election process, and that's what we want. So I just want to say to everybody who's listening, please support the borough to pass this ordinance. I think it's going to pass, but unfortunately, it's going to pass on a narrow margin. And next month, a new assembly takes office, and they could undo it. And I've also heard a rumor that Mayor Bryce Ward, who's supposed to be a conservative, has threatened to veto it. So we need to have a good public support, because my opinion, the only reason why, if this passes, the only reason why you would vote against it or support or veto it would be to reduce the number of people who participate in the municipal election. And that is definitely not what anybody wants. So,
okay.
So this ordinance 2357, 202357, it's the moving the election to November. So. Super important. We'll get a lot more voter participation. You know, my hope would be that voter participation would then lean more towards the conservative side, but I don't know that. And the reality is, I think the only way our republic functions well is when we have an engaged voter base, an engaged group of citizens that are participating in the election. And the way to do that is to get the election moved to November, because we'll have literally double the participation.
Okay. I have these notes here, things I was going to talk about, and since you called up, it says elections. What happened?
I think there was a number of different things. One big thing, and this sounds like an excuse, but there was a lot of outside money poured in against...
Oh, yes, there was. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not an excuse. That's just a fact. A plane doesn't crash for one reason.
Yes. So we didn't do a good job of activating our base. I can own that. Their base got activated because of some things that were discussed between different candidates. A lot of it on the school board side with the LGBT stuff. So their base, the left base, got activated, and our base didn't.
Yeah.
And then there was also the ICE. You know, I don't know how voter turnout was this year yet. We won't know for sure until Tuesday when the election's certified. But I've met a number of people that said, yeah, I didn't go vote because, you know, I was afraid it was going to get icy, so I went straight home after work. So that probably played a factor. And then the other thing, too, that we need to own as conservatives is we let the left say things that were either half-truths or flat-out lies about us and about the things that they're running on and some negative aspects of the things that they were campaigning on.
I was a voice that offered corrections.
And we didn't counteract that. We didn't hit back or
I did.
Respond.
I did.
Well, you did. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But as far as the candidates go,
yeah.
You know, they said that they want to support.
You're being too nice. In other words.
Exactly. We were trying to play nice, trying to take the high road, and so some things are put out there that they say that they want to do, and we didn't hit back and let the public know that funding the school district to the cap is not feasible, and if they did, it would raise taxes significantly.
Yep.
And then also, the climate action plan. You know, one of the things in the climate action plan is going to ultra low sulfur diesel, right? Well, that would impact the borough ridiculously.
There'll probably be a class action lawsuit against them because they're outside of their dedicated powers.
Well, exactly, and there's another part of it.
I got to go to commercial. Could you call back in after our commercial break, Jimmy?
I will try to. I'm supposed to be working, but I'll try.
Okay, thank you, sir.
All right.
Talk to you in a bit. Bye. Fairbanks, we're going to take a break here. We got some Fox News, some state news, some commercials, some weather, and we will be back.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
The report came out this morning showing the economy added 336,000 jobs last month, going way past the forecast. President Biden says the unemployment rate reached a historic milestone by remaining at 3.8%.
The unemployment rate has stayed below 4% for 20 months in a row, the longest stretch in 50 years.
The White House is going to allow 20 miles of new border wall construction to proceed in Texas, despite the president claiming border walls don't work. The mayor of Rio Grande City, Texas, Joel Villarreal on the Fox News channel, wants the president and the Congress to focus on immigration reform.
It is a travesty that our broken immigration system is on full display for the rest of the world to bear witness, that the United States of America, the greatest country in the world, lacks the political will for comprehensive immigration reform.
America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
Fairbanks Police Department and Fairbanks Emergency Communications Center are pleased to announce that there will be a station dedication ceremony on Wednesday, October 11th, 2023 at 4:30 p.m. at which the Fairbanks Police Station will officially be renamed the Sergeant Alan Brandt Police Station and Emergency Communications Center. In August, the Fairbanks City Council unanimously approved a resolution to rename the station in honor of Sergeant Brandt, a decorated police officer that served the Fairbanks Police Department for 11 years before he was killed in the line of duty in October of 2016. Sergeant Brandt gave his life, and having our station named after him will give an important reminder to everyone who walks in this building that some have given everything and that our officers continue to face danger in protection of Fairbanks every time they put the uniform on, said Deputy Chief Rick Sweet. The ceremony will be held outside of the police station at 911 Cushman Street in Fairbanks. All who would like to honor and remember Sergeant Brandt are encouraged to attend.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
So how many trucks will be on the road at any given time? A lot less than you've heard. Trucking plans between Moncho and Kinross Fort Knox call for an average of 60 trips per day. That works out to about 2.5 trucks an hour. These trucks are just like the ones you see in Alaska today, with some of the best drivers and safety features out there. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the road. Get more facts at justthefactsak.com.
Stay informed of what's happening on the firearm scene today. Tune in to Shooter's Corner with your host, Laura Berkowitz, for news and conversation on guns, your Second Amendment rights, local events, and important legislation. Sponsored in part by Rogers Auto Repair. Rogers Auto Repair has been helping interior Alaskans care for their cars and trucks for 50 years from their same location near the airport on Dale Road. Listen in to Shooter's Corner every Thursday morning at 11, right here on KFAR Radio.
This time of year, nobody wants to talk about winter, but it's always good to be prepared. Like with the trees in your yard. Some of them might be leaning a bit, and they could take out a power line, hit a car, or worse, your house. So take care of it now with the professionals at the Great Alaska Tree Company. They can take down troubled trees, cut them up, and haul them away. That's what Great Alaska Tree Company does. Licensed, bonded, insured. So be prepared with the Great Alaska Tree Company.
Hi, this is Eric with Great Alaska Tree Company. Call me for a free estimate for your year-round and emergency service at 978-4702.
Some people accuse me of laying down on the job. Well, they're not wrong. That's how it works. Septic tanks are made to lay down on the job. I did not choose my profession. It is lonely and far from easy, but it's honest work, and I do it well with a little help from my family. They have Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing pump me out once a year. I find it quite invigorating, and I continue to serve them much better.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Prue's in the studio here alone with the purple padding. Ah, a phone call, thank goodness. Good morning, you're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Hey, Dave, it's Jimmy Cash. I call.
Jimmy, how you doing, sir? You know, here's thinking about it over the break. Here's a couple of the things that I think was used. First of all, Michael Humphrey's coming out with that purple walrus.
Oh yeah.
That did not help any, and associating himself with the conservative cause hurt.
That activated their base.
Yeah.
It didn't fire us up. I mean, it's a legitimate argument that the gender theory and stuff doesn't belong in our schools, which is important, but at the same time, all it did serve to do was activate their base.
And when you do that, even before signups are in a Golden Days parade, and then, you know, you have it out on the corner of the Johansson Expressway and the Steese Expressway, what you're doing is you're not being a person that's welcoming. You're showing, you're not reaching out to everyone. In fact, you're trying to show differences that you don't need to in a local election.
Sure. I can't say that I fully agree. So I don't want to put so much blame on Ms. Michael Humphrey.
Well, that's just one of them. And again, like you said, other factors, but that was a factor. And another one was, you know, we just heard a commercial in regards to the Kinross Trucking, the Man Show.
Yep.
And that brought people out too.
Exactly. And you know what the reality is, and this is unfortunate, but the reality is the borough has no authority to say or do anything about it.
You're exactly right.
And those other three candidates, the liberal candidates that won, they campaigned on no Orhol. Well, what we could have done as conservatives and said, you know what, that's great and all, but you can't even do anything about it, so stop lying to the people. You know, because they're campaigning on, we're going to stop it, we're going to go against it. Well, you can say all you want, but you're not actually going to be able to do anything about it. So stop lying to the voters.
Very true.
Yep. So.
Yeah.
Well, to get back to work. I wanted to call you back because I said I'd try, but.
I appreciate it. Hey, and I also appreciate everything you did for your 4 years on the Borough Assembly, Jimmy. I really appreciated what you do and how you do it.
I appreciate it. And I've told people that I'm committed to continuing to be involved. I don't know what the future holds as far as political office, but I do know that I'm not gonna sit back and watch the borough go down a hole.
There you go. Hey, what do you got planned? What did you do with your permanent fund money?
Nothing yet. So, new winter gear for the kids is usually something that we do. We also put a big chunk of it into. Our kids, we didn't do the 529 plan for our kids because, you know, our kids may not want to go to college or whatever, but we do have accounts, IRA type accounts for all of our kids. And usually we put a chunk of their dividend into those. And then we also use part of it aside for fuel and for, Christmas money.
So. There you go. Yeah. I put mine in my bank account, bought some new coffee cups and some new, cereal bowls or whatever, and the rest of it just goes into the account. And you know, I paid water and sewer and paid electric, and you know, the rest of this goes into my normal operating accounts.
Yep, there you go. And it ends up getting spent in the local economy.
There you go. You take care, buddy. You have a great weekend.
You as well. Thank you.
Bye. And again, there's many reasons, and it was cumulative. It was just cumulative. And you know, you got to look at it all and say, okay, this is what happened. Now let's see what happens and see if the predictions do come true. Will they start the climate action plan again, which don't know if they have the powers to do so, but what the heck, who knows? And, but time will tell. And again, school board, are you going to be going for political philosophy versus educational mandates? You know, you campaigned on educational mandates, low test scores, but will you go back to political social philosophies that should be implemented in schools versus education? And we'll see what you do. But elections have consequences, and this is simple as that. It goes left, it goes right, it goes left, it goes right. And there you go. So anyway, that's how it is. So what are you doing this weekend? What do you got planned? If you are looking at a place to eat tonight out at Ivory Jack's, is their prime rib night. Always a really good night. Always a really good night. Got another phone call we're going to take here. It's the back line. Maybe it's someone who might have going to be on. Good morning. You're on KFUR Radio, and your name is?
Jen Juhas.
Jen, you made it.
Yeah, I've been dialing for a while.
I had other people on. You're on the back line and had another person on the phone there after when you dialed in. Anyway, how you doing?
Good. Are we on the air?
You're on the air.
Oh, okay. We had it scheduled, and I was wondering why you weren't picking up again.
No, I had a couple lines there, and I thought you'd be calling in at 11:05, 11:06 with your friend there, and I texted you this morning. And
email said, though, we confirmed 11:30, like,
oh, okay, 11:30,
last
okay.
week.
Hmm. Anyway. Which email address do you use now of mine? Because my dprusa GCI is no longer active. Thank you, GCI.
Interesting.
Yeah. Okay. Now it's davidprusa@yahoo.com.
High up the airwaves, I sent you the resolution to the archery in the schools lawsuit that's all been resolved thanks to Safari Club International and Congressional Sportsman's Foundation. And I'm going to run to another meeting then. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks, Jennifer. You take care. Okay. Well, anyway. So, again, out at the Ivory Jack's tonight, prime rib night. Now, what does that mean? Tomorrow, if they have some left over, you can get an incredible prime rib sandwich. And boy, it's juicy. It's delicious. It's on the big plate. It's on that, you know, that plate and a half type thing. It comes and loaded with fries or onion rings, whatever you want. But you can get a prime rib sandwich tonight or prime rib. And tomorrow, if they have leftovers, prime rib sandwiches. Go for it. Do it. I was out there on Sunday to watch football, and I asked for the prime rib sandwich. They looked at me and laughed and said, David, it's not that you're a dollar short, but you are a day late. So anyway, they got great food out there. It's always good seeing Joni. Always great seeing Dick. Two owners that are there during hours of operation. Joni's this wonderful. Dick is incredible. They rebuilt the newer Ivory Jack's, what, about 20 years ago now? My goodness, it goes by fast, doesn't it? Yeah. And then Saturday night, they have their rib night. Yeah. So if you want some good ribs here in Fairbanks, they got a great night for ribs there, and enjoy that. And you can get some really good ribs out there. I was out there on Sunday watching football, watching my team that won, which was good to see. But, you know, you get out there and they have a great breakfast. They got Eggs Benedict and other things. And then you get out there and a friend of mine, she had the Eggs Benedict. Another friend of mine, me and him shared a pizza. He had chicken wings. And good chicken wings, good pizza, great Eggs Benedict. It's a great place on a Saturday or Sunday to go and enjoy yourself, be it breakfast, lunch, or dinner. So, in Fairbanks, with that, we're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Kim Driftmeyer with McKinley Orthopedics, Sports Medicine, and Spine. We all know that Alaska is a place of great adventure, but unfortunately, sometimes these adventures can lead to accidents. If you or a loved one suffers a sprain, broken bone, or even throw out your back or neck, come into McKinley Orthopedics Urgent Care Walk-In Clinic. Our team of 9 providers, all trained in orthopedics and sports medicine, will help get you back to your adventure in no time. Save yourself the time and money of an emergency room visit and come see us on Geist Road. Our orthopedic urgent care requires no appointment, and we are open Monday through Saturday until 8 p.m. McKinleyortho.com.
Big Daddy says forget Taco Tuesday. Come on down for ribs. Just $1.50 each every Tuesday at Big Daddy's. Oh, yes, ribs from Big Daddy's are legendary. And at $1.50 each, you can feed the whole family. Don't forget those sides, including collard greens, fried okra, red beans and rice, coleslaw, all genuine from the northernmost Southern Barbecue. Make sure you don't miss $1.50 Rib Tuesdays at Big Daddy's on Wickersham between 1st and 2nd Avenues in downtown Fairbanks.
Weather brought to you by the Eye Clinic of Fairbanks. Your eyes connect you to your world. Care for them with the Eye Clinic of Fairbanks, your eye health professionals on Mini Street.
KFAR weather.
Chance for mixed precipitation today. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. High of 37, winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance for snow tonight, lows around 26, cloudy. Chance for snow again tomorrow, 35. A dusting of snow today. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Derek Height.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Pruse in the studio here, enjoying this starting to be a sunshiny day. It's trying to be, anyway. Looking out the windows, more sun's coming in, melting the snow, temperatures going up. What do you got planned for the weekend? It's First Friday today. Yes, already. October, First Friday. My goodness. Also, Saturday, we have a great lineup here on KFAR for you on local planned taped radio shows. Of course, you have Fairbanks Foodies. That's great. You have the Compo Outdoor Show. You have Health Talk. You have The Buzz. Oh, man, you have the Real Estate Show. You have all these local shows from local people here that are taped. And what you should do is, if you got nothing else to do and you're at your computer anytime during the day, evening, during the week, the weekend, you can go to kfarradio.com, then go to the audio archives and pull up a session. You can take a look and see what they are. From the real estate, you know, you're looking at management, how to get good tenants on The Buzz, who's doing what at what location in the cannabis industry, on the Compo Outdoor Show. You might hear a story about the first race in 1971-72 that had the Midnight Sun 600, a snow machine race from Anchorage to Tok to Fairbanks on snow machines that was 600 miles and all that, and some of the participants in it. On Fairbanks Foodies, you can look up different recipes, different cooking techniques, different venues, stuff like that. But here on this local radio station, a Saturday, it's for you from the locals. And so I encourage you to go to kfarradio.com, audio archives, and take a look. It doesn't cost you anything. But it's a good programming network there for you. And so proud to be associated with it. Some great people do a lot of good work for your listening pleasure. And so think about that if you got nothing to do. Now, also, food. The library there on Lacey and 6th, 7th Avenue. They're open for lunch now from 11 to 2. And great restaurant. Wonderful restaurant. I got to try their lunch. It's just one of those things you got to try. They are a very good local location. Locally owned. People who own that have another restaurant. They took that one over. They do well with it. They kept a lot of the staff there that's been associated for years. And the quality's there. So go enjoy it. See how that is for you. Anyway, on Tuesday, thank you, Mike, for correcting me. It wasn't yesterday on a Thursday. It was on a Tuesday. We got our dividend checks. Should we have one? Was it enough? Was it too little? We can take a phone call here. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
My name is Rick.
Hello, Rick.
Yeah. So I'll tell you what I did with my money.
I bought a jug of vodka and hired a couple strippers.
Well, did he get the 2-for-1 deal on the vodka or the strippers?
So I'm just trying to keep everybody employed.
There you go. Local hire.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Rick. You take care, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Wow. You know, he's hiring professional help. There you go. And I'm sure he was getting Dr. Phil moments from that professional help. What the heck? But, yeah. You know, mine just goes into my bank account. I always just go out and I search for something special, say to myself, you know, $30 to $80, $90. And I think my total purchase of stuff yesterday was about $40. Just that little gift to yourself. And you say to yourself, I appreciate this because I'm buying that little gift. I appreciate this. You know, sometimes I don't believe we should have it when the state is hurting in fiscal health. Sometimes I think that they could have given us more when we're doing great. It's an annual appropriation now to be determined by the legislature and then by the governor. And it was the governor had a 50 or if not a fully funded dividend. The legislature cut it way down. And I think that's the retaliation that happened with the governor's vetoes on the different items, money going to the different communities, your education funding. I think he let it be known, look it, you cut my stuff, I'm going to cut your stuff, as is his right. And I bet you this year, they get a bigger dividend, and it's agreed to a lot faster, because he's going to cut their stuff, and there's just not the... there's not the votes to overturn his veto. Simple as that. And so I bet you they play better together this year when it comes to the dividend, because it's also an election year. That's right. So you're going to get the legislature out after 90 days plus 30, so 102 days, whatever it is. The legislature will come out. The governor, if he gets mad at him, he might call him in for a special session to break up their campaigning. It's October. It's not even January yet. We're already talking about the legislature and what can happen and how it might happen. And you'll get a play-by-play announcement blows from here, KFAR Radio, live. Anyway, but we'll see what happens. And today was, you know, Tuesday was a culmination of politicking. You didn't get the amount of a dividend that the governor wanted, and you didn't get the amount of the education that the legislature wanted. So we'll see what happens this year. Hopefully it all makes sense. That's what you ask for. That is what you ask for. Now, this Sunday, I'm going to be getting together with a good friend of mine, Craig Compo. We are going to be watching Dallas play at San Francisco. And we saw our first football game together there in 1982 when Dallas played at San Francisco for the NFC Championship game. It was the 1981 NFC Championship that was played in 1982. And so whenever they get together and play, we get together and watch the game. The loser does not buy, the winner buys. That way the loser can run up the tab and not feel so bad. That's how we do it. We've been doing it now for 40 years plus, and enjoy it. Do you have someone out there like that you've known for a number of years, and it doesn't matter who, the win, lose, or draw, it does, but no matter what, you're going to be with each other again on the next term or the next item or in the next item. And so, Craig Compo, here's to you, buddy. So appreciate you and what you do for Fairbanks. You got a great outdoor show here. You got great commercials. You're on the Laundry House Gang. You do have a little bit of a personality quirk with the football team that you like, but so do I. We all have one. What the heck? We're going to kick your backside. That's right. Saying it here on the air, and maybe on Monday I might be thinking different. But that's why you play the game. That's why we're here. And we have the late afternoon game. We're going to be watching it at Fender's. They got great food, great management, great customer service, very fine people there. And it's a great place to go on the weekends. They have the best country fried chicken steak, excuse me, in town. They take it from a real ribeye, soften it up, bread it, deep fry it, great homemade country gravy. And that's what you look at a restaurant. What's made in the house and what's made served from the can? And most places in Fairbanks here, well, good places, they make their own stuff. They make their own sides. They make their own sauces. They make their own gravies, things like that, you know. If you go over to the Blue Roof Bistro over there, oh, the owner there, it's all handmade. She's got the cook. She's got the staff. If you're going out for lunch today, go over to the Blue Roof Bistro. They're fantastic. Her menu is self-made. It's all theirs. They're open daily, maybe not on Sundays. It's when she gets her menus together and gets everything ready to go. But fantastic lady, fantastic atmosphere, great food, great service. If you're going to go there, get there about 11:40 because they start, you know, the tables start filling up. They got that nice terrarium there that you can sit at, and it's nice and warm. Look at the outdoors and enjoy yourself. So that's another good place to go have food. And as a matter of fact, you can take your permanent dividend fund and go there and do it. What the heck? And enjoy yourself. So anyway, that's another place to go. And I always like going out to Pike's Landing this time of year. They got a great game room out there. They got great TVs, wonderful beers on tap, great burger, great wings, other sides. They're busy. They're locally owned and operated. Pool tables, you want to shoot pool? You think you're any good at pool? That's where you go to make see if you're any good at pool is out there. I'm not any good at pool, not anymore. So I just go out there and watch, but boy, they really upgraded part of that facility out there, and it's very nice. And if you haven't been out there lately, this is when you go out there. You know, the tourism is sort of slowing down, and more locals are out there now, and boy, good service. Good food. Oh, Jeffrey L., you're a great chef. You knock it out. Pay attention to detail. You always have. You know, Tammy K. behind the bar. You look at this group. Jay, the owner. Tammy K., head bartender behind the bar operating. Jeffrey L., food from him. They've been doing this now out there for over 15 years. Unchanged, uninterrupted group together. Very good. You got the hotel next door. If you're looking at an event, they have multiple size rooms there for you. And it's great service in the hotel for whatever you're going to do. Great rooms, clean, spot on workers. Very good. Well, Fairbanks, that is our show for today. Hopefully you are enjoying something from your dividend. And if you haven't, well, think about something you're going to do. Utilities, fuel, electric, water, sewer, a trip to Minnesota, new dishware like myself. But guess what? You get your own purchase. Whatever you want to do. Don't let anyone say to you from a legislative body that we shouldn't give you more because you don't know how to spend it. Guess what? It's your decision. Whatever you spend it on is just right. I will see you on Monday.